As we approach the midpoint of Lent, it's a good time to pause and ask ourselves, am I growing closer to Jesus, or have I lost sight of why I started? Let's turn to Padre Pio's wisdom to renew our commitment for the rest of this journey. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Hello everyone. We are already halfway through Lent, but there's still a long way to go. So today I'm sharing 10 tips, or rather 10 quotes from Padre Pio that will encourage us in this final stretch. Without further ado, let's dive into his words of wisdom. Tip number 1. Become a spiritual warrior. Padre Pio reminds us, let us always keep before our eyes the fact that here on earth we are on a battlefield, and that in paradise we shall receive the crown of victory. That this is a testing ground, and the prize will be awarded up above. That we are now in a land of exile, while our true homeland is heaven, to which we must continually aspire. Scripture warns us that Satan prowls like a roaring lion searching for souls to devour. That's why we must face our spiritual battles with courage, standing firm as warriors. As St. John of the Cross said, in the dark night of the soul, bright flows the river of God's love. Tip number 2. Take up the rosary. Padre Pio urged, hold on tightly to the rosary. Be very grateful to the Madonna, because it was she who gave us Jesus. Love Our Lady and make her loved. Always recite the rosary and recite it as often as possible. Padre Pio famously called the rosary his weapon. Let's make it ours too. Pray the rosary every day. It's the perfect tool for fighting spiritual battles. When Our Lady appeared to Saint Dominic, she asked him, dear Dominic, do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world? Well, I'm sure you already know the answer. Tip number 3. Embrace humility. Padre Pio said, humility and purity are the wings that carry us to God and make us almost divine. In the battle of spiritual warfare, humility becomes our great weapon, countering pride, the very root of all sin. So let us let go of our pride, allowing humility to take its place. As Our Lady herself proclaimed, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Tip number 4. Don't expect instant results. Padre Pio teaches us, in the spiritual life, you must take one step forward each day in a vertical line from the bottom up. Spiritual growth is a process, a journey of small victories. But let us not lose heart if we fall. Confession and the sacraments can quickly lift us back up to continue the fight. Tip number 5. Let Jesus be your guide. Padre Pio reminds us, keep your eyes fixed on Him who is your guide to the heavenly country, where He is leading you. What does it matter to you whether Jesus wishes to guide you to heaven by way of the desert or by the meadow? So as long as He is always with you and you arrive at the possession of a blessed eternity. This quote calls us to embrace the journey, whether it leads us through trials or moments of peace. What matters most is not the circumstances we face, but trusting that God will guide us safely to our eternal home, no matter the terrain we must cross. Tip number 6. Read spiritual books. Padre Pio instructed, "Don't consider me too demanding if I ask you once again to set great store by holy books and read them as much as you can. This spiritual reading is as necessary to you as the air you breathe." Lent is the perfect time to detach from technology. So instead of scrolling through social media or binge-watching TV, consider picking up a book that nourishes your soul. Tip number 7. Attend Mass with greater attention. Padre Pio advises, "Renew your faith by attending Holy Mass. Keep your mind focused on the mystery that is unfolding before your eyes. In your mind's eye, transport yourself to Calvary and meditate on the victim who offers himself to divine justice, paying the price of your redemption. If we only knew how God regards this sacrifice, we would risk our lives to be present at a single Mass." This quote reminds us that Mass is not just a ritual, but a living encounter with Christ's ultimate sacrifice. When we attend Mass with a heart full of reverence, we are drawn into the mystery of Calvary, where Jesus offered himself for our salvation. Let us strive to approach each Mass with this perspective, allowing it to deepen our faith and transform our lives. Tip number 8. Practice self-denial. Padre Pio said, "He who attaches himself to the earth remains attached to it. It is by force that we must leave it. It is better to detach oneself a little at a time rather than all at once. Let us always think of heaven." Little sacrifices matter. If you decided to give up sweets, for example, stay committed to that choice. Every step we take away from the distractions of the world is a step closer to God. Loving God above all else is our calling, and we can demonstrate that love by letting go of worldly pleasures. Tip number 9. Trust in God's strength. Padre Pio humbly admits, "Let us humble ourselves and confess that if God were not our armor and shield, we would be pierced by all kinds of sins. Without God on our side, we would surely lose this battle. May we always remember to humbly ask our Lord to stand with us when temptations arise." Tip number 10. Serve God in all things. Finally, Padre Pio encourages us, "Let us try to serve the Lord with all our heart and will. He will always give us more than we deserve." As we conclude our Lenten journey, let us embrace these lessons from Padre Pio, preparing ourselves for the Church's greatest celebration, Easter. Wishing you all a fruitful remainder of this journey. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.